Here at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar, I'm speaking with Mark Daughtry. And Mark, you're one of our producer participants here. I always like to kind of get a little perspective. First of all, though, tell me a little bit about where you're from and your farm.
Well, I'm from Clinton, North Carolina, and I have a contract farm with Prestige Farms, 800 South Fair to Wayne, and have 7,000 finishing pigs. And I also work for Prestige Farms as well, so it gives a broad range of things that I do on a daily basis in the swine industry.
Well, tell me what you think about this seminar and the kinds of presentations you've heard.
Well, I think it's been maybe two that I've missed over the 10 years. It's always a good opportunity for everybody to get together and share ideas. You bring in a lot of good speakers and information and resources and research, and it gives us an opportunity to sit back and think about all the things in the industry that we can do to improve our productivity, our public image, the health of our animals. So it's a really good opportunity to do that. Plus, you get to meet your old friends and discuss issues and problems and solutions.
What did you think about the economic report you heard here this year?
Oh, that was a lot better. So of course, everybody knows last year was tight, and the commodity prices being a lot of pressure on the bottom line. So it's good news that the markets are better, and it looks like we're going to have a fairly good profit margin here over time.
Outside of that report, anything today that just sort of struck you that you might be taken away that you felt like was, well, that's a great point. I'm glad I heard that here.
Well, some of the research that has been going on with some of the PRRS controls and area, trying to control PRRS area and areas and to understand that virus and how to manage it better, I guess is a good way to put it, managing it and trying to utilize all the technology and resources that have been uncovered as of late, and it continues to be that way.
So the ability to interact, like you said, sort of with people that you know, but also these Beringer Ingelheim folks, we don't want to forget them since they're making it all possible, really gives you an opportunity to have some great one-on-one with them.
Well, one thing that I do want to say that BI has always had a very professional group of representatives. They're very professional, they're very high-tech in their approach to things and do anything they can to help the industry, and it's a really great company. They've always been really good to us, so I can't say any more than that.
That's saying plenty right there, I think. Well, thank you very much, Mark Daughtry. We're here at the Swine Health Seminar, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.